50 years ago, rancher Phil Wandler of Denzel welcomed a set of Hereford triplets, two heifers and a bull, all in good health and gaining weight. Robinson's store in Wilkie was damaged when a vehicle drove through one of the front windows. Leading batters in local men's baseball were Wally Knox, .538, Larry Safronitz, .510 and Val Schab and George Huber, both at .500. Sasktel was spending $64,000 on the installation of 20 miles of buried cable and wire to provide improved service to Handel and Leipzig. Wilkie and Scott United Churches welcomed new minister Mr. Serber. Unity 4-H members welcomed a contingent of 4ers from Minnesota. 20 years ago, hurricane force winds, rain and hail caused thousands of dollars worth of damage in the area. Trees that had stood for decades in towns and farmyards were toppled, vehicles pimpled, swathers tipped over and grain bins blown around the countryside. District agronomist Keith Bader told farmers to go fishing because there was nothing they could do until the insurance adjuster came. In Unity, volunteers came out to help remove and chip trees blocking streets. Farmers were also dealing with swarms of grasshoppers, with Greg Sutherland of Leipzig saying he had some fields with nothing green left. Stan Weber attended the Unity Town Council meeting to speak about establishing a sports wall of fame in the community center. At the St. George School Awards Day, male and female athletes of the year were Ricky Say and Nathan Keller and Tara Glessing.